If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
You're listening to High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley, and it's High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com. We're also on newtownradio.com. We also have our own website on the internet, highsocietyradio.co. The .com was taken.
Well, didn't you have the .com and then lost it like years and years ago?
Hold on. Let me introduce everyone before we get into this. Our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. The Patreon account is patreon.com/High Society Radio. And again, I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Chris from Brooklyn.
And Bronx Johnny in the house.
Hey, guys.
That's not Bronx Johnny. All the way from Manhattan, New York, stepping in for a few minutes with us, from Sirius XM, Mark Zito.
Hi, guys.
How you doing, Mark?
I'm okay. I'm excited to go check out this .co.
Crazy train ride out here, huh?
Yeah.
We're at the Brooklyn studios of High Society Radio.
Are there other studios besides the Brooklyn one?
Yeah, there's the Staten Island one.
They're safe houses. They're not really. They're stash spots, okay. Safe houses.
There's one that's like the shield ship from Avengers.
Wow.
A couple of drones with a fucking microphone attached to it.
Well, this one's pretty nice. I mean, the lava lamp is an interesting touch, but I think it's...
We're ballers. You've noticed.
It's true.
Cool.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so Bronx Johnny is out. Did he give you a reason, Chris?
No. I think he's just really high.
That makes me angry. I'll tell you about being really high. A listener sent a PAX vaporizer to us. More than me, really.
You just claimed
I'm smoking a lot more weed than I have in a long time. Goddamn vaporizer makes it really easy to smoke weed. Just like, all right, I'm just laying down. I don't have to roll anything. I don't even pack a bowl. I just pick up this black cylinder.
Shove it in my ass.
Push
pause,
a button.
Pause. Right? I'm old school. Pause. I'm not even throwing out a no homo. And I'm just hitting it. It's great. PAX is a fantastic. It's like the iPhone of weed vaporizers. It's amazing.
Somebody's been is being paid off and not telling anyone else.
You know what? Mark, you gave me a look when I said highsocietyradio.co.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
What's your beef with highsocietyradio.co?
I have no problem with High Society Show or
sure.
Them having a, you
good,
know.
Good, because if you did, you're going to get fucked up.
Or an exit. Or them having an exit on the information superhighway.
You barged in on this show today.
I did. But the .co,
yeah.
I feel... is not good. I mean, so the .com wasn't there, but what about like the .net?
See, I think .net is like an also-ran. Like .net doesn't look good, in my opinion.
We also had a .net. It's not owned by us. It's owned by somebody who used to run that website for us.
Is that even the new trash one?
No, that was before the new trash.
What happened to new trash?
It's still there. That's the RSS feed, but let's not confuse everyone.
Well, I just feel like that was also confusing because it was... as you might imagine, not the name of the show.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I just used that because we need hosting, and I was like, all right, I'll throw it up on here, and that's okay. Just the RSS feed.
Okay.
But so, yeah, we're at highsocietyradio.co. I like .co because I feel it streamlines the whole thing. Like, all right.
It's one less letter?
Exactly, yeah. It's like, don't worry about .com, dog. It's .co. It's
.co.
Yeah,
you don't think the average person's going to fuck up putting that in and just instinctively write the M, and then they're not at your website?
Yeah, then they're at like a internet jazz station.
Really? That's what the .com is? This is bad.
I mean, we could retroactively get a trademark, but that would be expensive, and we'd have to actually litigate people.
Patreon. Put that on the Patreon.
Okay.
So
we're going to boot some dude running an old jazz station.
Patreon.com/HighSocietyRadio.
I mean, anytime somebody has like a .cc or something like that, I can't take
.cc
them seriously.
Also, I think, is Bush League. Okay. Also, and I think the .net's bad, too.
What about .org?
See, .org, that's government official. Like, that's like,
that's not, that you don't
not,
have to,
they have
you
.gov. Buy it.
They have .gov for government.
Even if it is .org, it's too official for me. Now, I think the .co has the leapfrog .net. I think people would rather have a go to a .co. They would rather type in a .co than a .net into their thing.
Can't you pretty much get .anything now? Like for the
you can get
which
a
is going to be confusing as shit because like people are like in a couple years are going to be able to get like .sports or .. Like why would you want that?
No, because people are now just going to be writing out sentences. Like, it'll be like a phrase and the first part of the phrase, then ., then the second part of the phrase.
Why? That's very complicated.
No, it's not. It's just a phrase with a . somewhere in it.
What would you want? If people want to find High Society Radio, what would you want your phrase to be? If it wasn't, let's say, high.society.radio.
Touch my dick. Dot dick? Also, I bought chrisstanley.nyc. Go to chrisstanley.com. I think it's a folk singer.
Okay, but why would you want
to... I live in New York City.
Okay, what is this just for people in NYC? Like, you told me...
You can't buy it unless... it's like they had like early registration. You can't buy it. Unless you have to type in your address, and you have to have like a New York address to be able to buy it.
This is just them creating false value for something. Who needs a .nyc?
Dude, I can't get a chrisstanley.com.
What about .net?
I wouldn't want .net.
You'd
rather
have .nyc than .net.
I think of all three-lettered phrases, or just any three-letter combinations, .nyc is much... It's one of the more popular ones. It's a high-end three-letter combination.
It's expensive real estate.
Thank you.
You said it because you're from New York City. I've never heard of anyone with a .NYC address.
It's because they just got launched, dog.
Oh, so
Mike Bloomberg has
floor.
Like 300 of them. What are you talking about?
Yeah, did you hear about that? Mike Bloomberg went around... bring up the list that he did. Mike Bloomberg went around buying a bunch of .NYCs of like... bad things about Mike Bloomberg. Like Mike Bloomberg, he bought like Mike Bloomberg sucks.nyc, like all these stupid things before someone else does.
All right. But, you know, back to .net, because I still think that's second place.
It definitely isn't. .net is in the past, dude. It's .com, it's .co, and then it's like it's
.nyc.
Personally, yeah, .nyc after that.
I've always been impressed. American rock legend.
Uh-huh.
Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
His website, I believe, is brucespringsteen.net.
Okay. When a guy like Bruce Springsteen has brucespringsteen.net, it comes off like he's a fucking cheapskate. Because the only reason he got .net is because he didn't want to pay some bullshit...
what's brucespringsteen.com?
Yeah, I'm going to look it up.
They want to play some internet squatter for the .com.
No, two E's. Mr. Springsteen's name.
Yeah, he's not Jewish.
Yeah, I put Springsteen.
Is he?
I think so.
I didn't know.
I would imagine so.
That's why I thought. That's why.
I
guess it would be like I've made the same. I misspelled the two. Where I guess it would be Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
But then again, I was never the biggest Bruce Springsteen fan, just because I never listened to his music. Really.
There isn't even a brucespringsteen.com. Yeah. I don't understand.
That's because someone owns it and they're just squatting on it. Hopefully, one day Bruce Springsteen opens his eyes up and realizes I'm a huge failure. I need this.com.
Better question: has anyone bought brucespringsteen.nyc?
Oh my God, that's a good idea.
Is there a .nj or whatever?
New Jersey.
It will be, I'm sure.
In local news today, Bon Jovi .nj was sold for $7 million.
Yes, I'm so rich now. I was so smart to buy this.
So what are your plans for chrisstanley.nyc?
I don't know. I just bought it just in case one day I'll launch chrisstanley.nyc.
I mean, I think really your best hope would be a politician of sorts with the name Chris Stanley really deciding that he or she, because Christine Stanley, you know, could be making a run,
okay,
needs that website.
Well, there's another radio guy named Chris Stanley. I think he worked for, like, Wins, maybe? And then there was also a hockey player named Chris Stanley, and there's an actor named Chris Stanley.
So, I mean,
one of those successful people could throw me some cash for chrisstanley.nyc. Or that
pretty,
folk singer.
It's a pretty limited market, it would seem.
Hey, Chris Stanley's a pretty good name. It's already like a radio name.
See, I would just get...
It already is a radio name. You work on the radio.
You know what? You made a very good point there, Chris.
Did you buy any other Any other domains or just?
No, I think I just bought ChrisStanley.nyc. Early on in the .com thing, I bought Clueless.YoungSluts.com because I thought this
you
is.
You still own that?
Yeah, I used to own that, but then I don't know. I guess it must have lapsed. I thought this is a great name for a porn series.
You definitely should have tried to sell that to somebody.
Yeah, I would totally like that. I think has value.
Yeah,
especially if it was Clueless.YoungSluts.nyc.
How about,
I mean, that has a whole different connotation. Like, you can sell the .com to Bang Brothers, but .nyc, it's got to be a completely
different
thing.
How about cluelessyoungsluts.co?
Interesting. When I was in, I believe, 7th or 8th grade, the band Lifehouse was releasing their second album called Stanley Climbfall.
What?
And I was under the impression...
Bring it up. Let's hear it. Let's hear what Lil Mark Zito used to jam out
The single on that album was Spin. No, I didn't even like Lifehouse. I bring this up to show that my friend was a huge Lifehouse fan, and I was like, if this kid loves Lifehouse, a bunch of other people must love Lifehouse.
Okay.
I'm going to buy that album name.com and then sell it to a crazed Lifehouse
fan. Oh, yeah, make that real cash.
That was a poorly thought out business model.
You know what you should have done? You should have bought U2.com.
Yeah, that would've been,
or .net.
Because at that time, domains were like fucking $75.
Really?
Yeah, they were expensive.
I don't remember that at all.
It was very expensive, and yeah, it wasn't a good idea. That's the end of that story. I just... Oh.
Damn it. I thought we could have gotten a piece of that Lifehouse money.
No, I mean, you know, they're still doing okay. They definitely hung on longer than I would have thought.
Okay. All right. I feel that.
It was pretty funny. I just tried to bring up, because a couple of weeks ago, it was just a crazy rant. I tried to bring up WWE.org, and it was just crazy rants about some guy who said he did not know that WWE was a thing. But now it's just a link to the WWE's website. He was clearly just posting douchey things.
Nice. They got a piece.
Good for him.
Now, what are the Mike Bloomberg.nyc's?
Mike is too short.nyc.
It's true, though.
Mike Bloomberg is an ass.nyc.
These are all accurate so far.
Fuck Bloomberg.nyc.
He bought that.
Michael Bloomberg is a wiener.nyc. Mike Bloomberg blows.nyc.
Dudes.
For some reason, he also got Mike Bloomberg rocks.nyc.
Well, that's for his presidential campaign.
No. By far, the best one is Mike Bloomberg is a dweeb.nyc. If like there's like a fifth grader that really doesn't Mike Bloomberg.
Like, who are the people who decided these are the ones that we think like... If they got Mike Bloomberg blows.nyc, wouldn't they get Mike Bloomberg blows dudes.nyc?
Okay, hey.
You should buy that.
Hey.
I should buy that. And then make
get Mike Bloomberg smokes rocks.nyc.
Bloomberg is too rich.nyc. Get a life Mike.nyc is like, there's a lot of people named Mike. That's like, it really fucked a lot
really,
of
like,
them over.
Yeah, there's some like comedian that really wanted to have a web series on that domain name. Yeah. They just got screwed by Mike Bloomberg.
And once again, based in New York City, and it is the world's most popular domain as well as, you know, city.
And Bloomberg has really disappeared from like the public eye since
I forgot he was even mayor ever.
That happened, like, he was mayor for 12 years.
Isn't he like touring and trying to get people to not buy guns? Isn't that what his whole shit now?
Is he going to run for president?
I know he hates guns.
Probably. I would think he's going to run for president.
He eats guns, he eats cigarettes, he eats sugar. All the things that fill my day. Every day.
I'm a de Blasio guy now, Chris.
Really?
I mean, yeah, I know that he
did
is...
turn a lesbian.
And he did show up late to a 9/11 memorial.
Be like,
what
yeah,
a dick.
I was sluggish this morning.
You seem like the kind of guy who eats pizza with a knife and fork.
Oh, yeah, he does eat pizza. Well, Bloomberg would drink beer with ice.
Yeah, that's weird.
Remember
what
that?
If the beer was warm?
Still.
With warm beer.
I would drink warm beer. I'm not going to dump ice into it.
I would. I would water it down, so that would mean I would get less calories and alcohol intake, but I would get to have the beer longer, you know?
You're such a pussy. What are
See?
You talking about?
That's what's, well, oh. Mark Zio is a pussy. NYC.
The only beer I drink is Guinness Blonde Ale. That's my own, that's my number one beer these days.
Oh, the silver one? The one that... There's the blue label?
It's like...
That's how I judge things, America. I'm a consumer whore. It takes
Guinness, right? This classic, brilliant, delicious beer, and it makes it Americanized, and that's what I want. I want all the good things about Guinness taken out so that I can enjoy it like it was a course.
Why stop at beer? Why don't we Americanize everything?
God, that would be great. I'm so sick of things being foreign.
Yeah.
It's true.
I think I'm just going to rent a plane and drop cheeseburgers into Thailand.
And, like, what the fuck is the metric system?
Ease up with the rice, assholes.
Yeah. Metric system.
It's awful. I don't like base 10. I like base 12.
The Swiss Alps? Why aren't they more American Alps?
Nuke them.
Yeah, you need to sell some snowmobiles up there. Somebody's got to start hunting wolves out of a helicopter or something.
I get I'm sure I'm not the only person, but I get Switzerland and Sweden mixed up all the time.
Everybody does that.
Huh. But
I forget. I
Sweden is like really big, though. That goes towards like the North Pole.
I just think of hockey when I think of Sweden and blonde chicks.
Yeah, but I think of that when I think of Switzerland, too. And I don't know if either of those countries really plays hockey.
Here's a fun fact.
Henrik Lundqvist, Sweden.
That is a fun fact. I'll throw another one at you. Finland, Norway, Sweden, all those Nordic countries, it's incredibly expensive to buy alcohol. It's like $60 a bottle of alcohol for like rot gut booze. And it's incredibly expensive to eat out, even like at a McDonald's. It's like $40 for like a McDonald's
meal. Why?
Because they pay their service workers tons of money as well.
Free. They tax everything out the ass.
So like...
In Australia, a beer is like $12.
What?
At a regular bar.
How do they get messed up? They're supposed to be badass drunks.
They gotta be fucking balling.
I think a lot of them do ball out, though. I know video games are incredibly expensive in Australia. It's like $90 for a video game.
I always want to go to, maybe it's Finland, because I'll be on the subway.
Because you love black metal.
Yeah, and I'll be on the subway.
I thought that was Norway.
And I'll see, do you see that one airline that it's like, you can, if you're going somewhere else, you can stop in Finland for free.
No, I haven't.
Or maybe it's Sweden. It's like
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, no, it's like some, like, they, if you
fly
this airline.
Oh, wait, I do know what you're talking about.
They like, they'll stop you there, and it's totally, like, on the house.
You can have, like, a day in Finland.
Yeah,
for
but I guess you gotta pay $50 to eat at a fucking McDonald's,
Look up this web, because that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna, because Bronx Shine's out, I guess, because Mark Zito just hangs out in Brooklyn now.
Yeah.
And,
Brooklyn Zito.
Very hip of you.
Yeah.
It's like Brooklyn Zoo, but Brooklyn Zito. Get it?
Mm. What's the name of the airline?
Just search like free Swedish airfare airline meatballs IKEA.
While you guys are doing this, I'm gonna hit the bathroom real quick.
All right.
It was a long ride out here.
I know. Try not to shit or piss too much.
Oh, is it like an Helsinki? Yeah, it's Helsinki, Finland.
What's their website, by the way?
This is like travel.stackexchange is the first thing that comes up when I type that in.
Stack Exchange. That's my porn name.
It's
that
a .com.
Make sense.
Interesting.
They should do a .nyc. They're advertising here. Oh, my God. Oh, thank God Zito's gone. What a dick.
Wait, what? nothing. So, yeah, it's Iceland Air. You can do it.
Iceland Air, that's it, yeah.
But there's a bunch of other ones. Air France, Turkish Airlines, Japan Airlines even will do it.
I hear nothing but good things about Iceland.
I mean, it's dark for a lot of the year.
No, but I think anyone I know who's gone there has loved it. Has said it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, same with Norway. I know people who've had a great time. Yeah,
I don't know anyone who's been to Norway.
My buddy actually just goes out there to rap. It's pretty weird.
Is he white or black?
Puerto Rican.
Okay, right in the middle.
Yeah.
And they love him? They love him out there? Like he makes
like
good money?
He makes decent money to go out there and rap.
They pay? What? That's awesome.
Yeah, like he's not coming out of pocket to go out there, but he's not coming back rich.
Parade around this Puerto Rican guy. Well, no, he's not making money because he takes $40 to get a bottle.
That's true.
Or 60, whatever it is.
But, yeah, some guys from Iceland, like, ran up to me when I was in Barcelona and were just like, hey, man, are you from New York? And then just started talking to me for 25 minutes.
Were they being sarcastic or were they genuinely excited?
They were, yeah, they were hyped. It was one of the weirdest things ever. They were like, man, you should come to Iceland. We got the hottest chicks. And you can definitely fuck them because you're from New York. They're stupid.
Sick.
Like I was just like,
they're dumb. They're dumb Icelandic whores.
Isn't their president a lesbian?
I'm not sure. I think you're thinking of Iceland.
Yeah, we're talking.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Norway. I'm retarded.
No. I went back to Iceland with the kids when I was in Barcelona there.
You know what's weird? Greenland's even colder than Iceland.
Yeah,
fun
I know,
fact.
Right? I never heard that before.
What's the deal? I watched a documentary last weekend that I thought was the shit, and then I texted you and Johnny to watch it immediately. Johnny just blew me off, didn't even come to the show this week. I guess he really
must have
hated it.
I'm sure he also didn't watch the documentary.
But did you watch it?
Yeah, I did. I watched it last night.
It's called Printing the Legend?
Yeah. It's a 3D printing.
It's available on Netflix. I say anyone listening should go check it out immediately if you have a Netflix streaming account. It's a documentary about 3D printing. Not exactly about what is 3D printing, but the 3D printing boom and the major and the smaller companies that are in the midst of it all, which is what? 3D Systems.
3D Systems is a big one.
3D Systems is one. There's two big ones and two small ones. 3D Systems and
was it Sarian? Is that the name of it?
Hold on.
But yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I think they did a really good job, like painting the picture of MakerBot, which is, I think, the name that has become more
Stratasys. That's it. It's Stratasys. 3D Systems. 3D Systems apparently is the company that created 3D printing. They invented it,
yeah,
practically.
It's because 3D printing has gotten obviously a lot of attention right now in the last few years. But I do remember hearing about it when we were kids, and it was 3D Systems. I like read about it in like Newsweek when I was in seventh grade or something.
And then they see. I didn't hear about 3D printing. I don't remember even hearing about. Oh, I remember hearing about it, but I didn't know what 3D printing was up until like 3 or 4 years ago. So this documentary is about 3D Systems, Stratasys, MakerBot, and Form One.
Form Labs.
Form Labs.
The name of their printer is Form
One. So it's two big 3D printing companies and two smaller 3D printing companies. And it shows like the rise of this thing called MakerBot. I guess they make like consumer 3D printers so you can make your little tchotchkes or whatever else.
Basically.
With your 3D printer. And it's, well, they sell for as low as a few hundred bucks, right? For a MakerBot?
I think the lowest model, if you just even Google it, is like 800 bucks or something.
In this documentary, they show these guys coming up and it shows them. This is a spoiler alert because I want to talk about it with Chris. It's been on Netflix for a while, but you should still watch it if you're listening and you want to see.
Well, you're going to learn something
pretty
from
cool
about
documentary.
It.
Watch this one. It's called Printing the Legend. It shows these guys who were just these three dudes who had an idea and were loved 3D printing and thought it was the future and obviously still do. And then they come, they get success, and it all falls apart. It's a great story. I mean, it's not a new story, but I thought it was very well done.
Well, their story is great. Like, even like the main guy who goes
Bree?
Yeah. I can't think of his last name yet, but Bree, he's like the way he goes from wanting to be the guy who's like really focused on open sourcing and like just creating the product and growing the product, and then he goes full on like
corporate douche.
Corporate, yeah.
So this is what happens, right? This documentary crew's following them, and they're following how MakerBot's becoming more and more successful, and it becomes so successful they get people giving them money, so they have investors now. And then the investors start hiring corporate guys to guide the CEO of the company, this guy Bree, and you see this dude literally change in front of your eyes, in front of the camera. Now, I think the guys who made this movie maybe had an axe to grind against MakerBot because it's really, in my opinion, very anti-MakerBot. Because on the other hand, they follow another 3D printing company called Form One.
But the thing is, Form One's a much newer company. There's like a lot less. And they didn't, it's not like they glossed over the inner problems between the people in Form One either. It's just that they only have, or Form Labs rather, they only have one product. You know what I mean? They're like very new on the scene.
Form One.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Form One was basically, they kickstarted their
Yeah, it was like, what did they make? Like almost $3 million on a Kickstarter where they were asking for $100,000.
Yeah, they were the most successful at the time Kickstarter project in the tech thing. The tech why can't I think of the word? The technology section of Kickstarter, excuse me. Well, you know, regardless, I think, you know, you should go watch this thing. It's really, really, it's a good look at maybe the modern tech company corporate world structure.
Well, yeah, you see even like the MakerBot factory in Brooklyn, which I didn't know was there.
Yeah, it's MakerBot's based out of Brooklyn.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. I didn't know that. A lot of the stuff that they do, just to the point, and they also have like a nice little side plot with that weird dude who's obsessed with 3D printing guns.
Yeah, and they had the guy that 3D printed guns that was on Vice, did a bunch of stuff with them, and he's got a book deal. He's been on a bunch of TV shows.
He had a $250,000 book deal.
Yeah, and this guy's incredibly crazy. He's awesome. He's just totally out of his goddamn mind. This dude who lives in Texas and just makes guns with 3D printers. He's out of his goddamn mind.
Well, he really believes that he's doing the right thing. You know what I mean? Like,
he's an anarchist. The guy's an anarchist, and he figured out how to 3D print a plastic gun.
Yeah, but he just figures since nobody... Yeah, it's just a way to just throw something in the face of the government. Like, oh, you can't regulate this. It's just software.
Yeah. And then he's like, how can you regulate software? How can you
How can you shut this down, dude? I'm going to take this straight to the Supreme Court. He's a real maniac.
Well, the Justice Department, it says in the documentary, Justice Department wants him to bring it down or whatever, but I've seen it on torrent sites. Like,
yeah, you can still get the blueprints, the print, the 3D gun.
Yeah.
Not that I would know where to find that.
You know where to find it. And most torrent sites. I feel like it's...
Shh.
Our listeners know a lot about this sort of thing.
And they don't need our help to find it.
All right.
But yeah, Printing the Legend, it's a great one. It's a great, like, a cool modern story. And this guy, Bree, really wanted to be Steve Jobs. And you find it weird how there's this deification, I'm sure I screwed that word up, of Steve Jobs, where Steve Jobs was just a marketer.
And it is kind of weird.
Wozniak was the actual brains behind it. He's the one who created the hardware.
Yeah, I think it's just, he was just the figurehead, and people are there's like an Apple cult almost. People love.
Oh, no, almost the Apple was a cult. You should watch Pirates of Silicon Valley, a TV movie from the mid 90s about Apple versus Microsoft. Anthony Michael Hall plays Bill Gates.
No.
It's a good one. Definitely worth watching. It's also great that they were talking about how a bunch of guys in like tech industry read the Steve Jobs book, Jobs, and it's given everyone a. Basically, they said a right to be an asshole. And like, so if Steve Jobs was a complete antisocial psychopath, well, that obviously means you're successful. It's so crazy that they see that and like, okay, I guess that's how you have to be successful.
I mean, it's one way to go about it.
Yeah, it's one way to go about it.
I think MakerBot, I mean, it probably wouldn't have gotten sold for $650 million if they had kept it open source, but they definitely would have made money. I mean, Reddit has made money. You know, I mean, obviously, like, there's plenty of companies that go for that, like, try to be a private company. Like, look, SoundCloud is broke.
Are they? I didn't know.
SoundCloud is, yeah, very. There was a story that came out about it a while ago. They make no money. Like, how? There's no ads.
That's a good point.
Like, the only way they make money is by people signing up to put their stuff on SoundCloud, because it doesn't cost you money to go listen to anything on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
So. Like, how many people are actually putting up their stuff and paying whatever, $150 a year?
Well, it's coming pretty popularly, but yeah, at that point, it's not enough to sustain. I mean, their servers must be crazy to host all those files.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's people just using it on their phone all day at work.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
The Reddit CEO, I think, last week just resigned. He'd been the CEO for 2.5 years, and he went on, did a Q&A, and was like, it was just too stressful. I couldn't do it anymore. I'm burnt out. That was essentially his message.
I'm sure he made a good amount of money.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah, he did, but
I read somewhere that it was a dispute over like office space or something ridiculous like that.
Well, he said it was just the stress was just too much being the CEO of Reddit.
Maybe that was just the last thing. That was the final.
Yeah, I'm sure plenty of other shit was going on. I mean, you're literally just dealing with a website, a bunch of people just complaining about getting fake internet points.
Well, that's on the website, and then there's all the people that don't use the website that call it like the worst place on the internet.
Who calls it the worst place on the internet?
You know,
because that's 4chan.
PC people, you know, people like people who don't use Reddit for what it's meant for, which is just a social network where you can create message boards instead of creating a profile. But like, people who don't use it for that are just like, yeah, it's just anti-feminism, blah, blah, blah.
They say it's anti-feminism, but then there's a bunch, then you just go to another thing and it's a bunch of pro-feminism.
Yeah.
What's that? Oh my God, there's like a pro-feminism forum on there, like 2X chromosome or something. It's a default subreddit now. I think it's 2X chromosome. And it's just chicks talking about empowerment, and then things pop up, and I'm just like, yeah, so this is what certain women talk about a lot, huh? Makes me feel bad about being a man. Because apparently there's some women just talking about how shitty men are all day long. I don't want that to be going on. I mean, sure, there's plenty of bad men out there. I try not to be one, right, Chris?
I think you're lying, but okay.
Okay, there you go. You don't have to say that part. I'm going to edit that out in post. Damn it.
But yeah, I think a big part of, you know, they're getting shit out. I think the new CEO is a woman.
Is it some Asian dude was the last CEO?
Yeah, I think they, the interim CEO is a woman, at least. I don't know if they're going to keep her or whatever. They just need somebody for right now because he kind of quit.
Yeah, he just walked. He was just like, I'm done with this. I can't deal anymore.
Yeah. So there was something I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay. Because
it's going to
sound good.
It's going to infuriate you. There's a truffle infused beer.
No! Why would you bring that up to me?
I mean, what do
Why would you let that happen in the first place?
I don't know what's going on. It's in Scotland. What would I have done?
We can't let America know about this. Really? A truffle-infused beer?
Yes.
See, all right. I don't think that'll go over because it'll be just too expensive for a bottle of beer.
It's they're actually only making like 500 bottles, and it's like $130 a bottle.
What?
Yeah. I think it's for like a cast.
Are they
cast
at least
beer.
A tall boy?
Yeah, I think it's like a 22. Comes in a nice bottle.
It's like one of those Budweiser tall boys where you get a free ounce of beer. Which now the bodegas think, all right, the free ounce of beer, I'll charge an extra quarter. Well, you know what? Doesn't make any sense, bro.
It's bigger. It's not a quarter bigger. This is supposed to be $1.50.
Exactly. You're screwing me again, Shaheem.
Shaheem is the name of your bodega guy?
Yeah. Mm. He's very friendly.
How's the ISIS restaurant going?
I don't know. I haven't been around it yet. I just kind of try to distance myself.
Mm. You got to go in there. Maybe do like a Thanksgiving special. Get some like Americans in.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Oh, I guess since they're living in America, they would celebrate Thanksgiving, right?
Maybe. I mean, they probably have to work.
I don't know. Isn't most things closed on Thanksgiving besides giant stores these days?
Could be. But I don't really think so. Restaurant, some bars are closed. People open. You're going to make money because think about it, like, I guess restaurants, it doesn't make much sense to be open unless you have, like, a special thing and you can get
and
people in.
And you're booked for the entire time, you know?
Yeah. But bars are going to open because people are home spending time with their families that they hate and need to get out of there.
I remember one particularly depressing Thanksgiving. I ordered some London broil from a diner. That was my Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, I got a sirloin steak from a diner on Christmas once.
Yeah.
It was the year my dad died. It did not feel good.
Yeah, it's... This is the downer part of the podcast.
Yeah, this is the manic depressive show with Chris and Chris. We started off high with the 3D with Mark Zito and 3D printing, and now it's going to be real depressing.
And ranking .coms and .nycs and .cos. Yeah. I don't suggest getting London broil from a diner, whether it's Thanksgiving or really any day or time.
So it wasn't good?
It was terrible. It was I didn't overdone. Finish it. I was like,
that's a rarity.
What's that supposed to fucking mean?
I've really never seen you throw away food.
I'm sorry. There are children starving in China and India. That's what my parents used to say.
Why don't you send them some food?
I don't think it's going to last through the mail. If I just send him some old London broil.
Vacuum seal that shit, bruh. Just vacuum seal it.
Vacuum seal it, bruh. Oh, my God. Oh, I should have played the bra button for Zito. You appreciate it, right?
Probably. When somebody talking stupid and you want to say something, hit him with the bra button. Bruh. Hit him with the bra button. Hit him with the bra button. Bruh. When somebody talking stupid and you want to say something, hit him with the bra button. Bruh. Hit him with the bruh button. Hit him with the bruh button. Bruh. That's the new theme song to the High Society Radio. .co. Our Patreon account's looking good. We're making okay money at this point. But, you know, we need more because we're going to throw a pizza party. Yeah.
And that's what's most important. I swear to God to all of you, it's going to happen. So, tell your friends. Tell them you can go to a baller-ass party if you donate to patreon.com/highsocietyradio. And we're still going strong on newtownradio.com on Saturdays, the show's airing.
I wonder, have we gotten any like feedback from that at all?
They love it.
We're
in a radio war with Cock Talk. And
I don't think we're going to win that.
Unless we start talking a lot about dick.
I mean, more so than we already do. What else are we going to talk about?
See, we didn't have a lot of penis talk this episode.
It's because Johnny's not here. That's what it is, really. Like, he just likes to blame it on you.
Yeah.
But he just comes in here and says something's gay for like 15 minutes before we start recording.
It's weird. It's weird how he fears gay people.
I don't know if he fears them. I just think he fears being one.
That's sad.
I don't know.
No, it's sad. There's nothing wrong with being gay, Bronx Johnny, wherever you are.
He's out there sucking that dick. The dick. He couldn't get here to do a podcast because he was fucking sucking dick. I mean,
awful. Also, there's our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. At HS Radio Show. Follow us. Maybe we'll follow you. I don't know. Depends on what happens. Ever feel like someone's putting a drill into your brain right above your right eye?
I mean,
I feel like that right now.
Yeah? You got a little migraine action going?
Don't know if it's a migraine, but it sure hurts. My brain is hurting.
That just happened?
Yeah.
Were you mainlining before I got here?
I wish. Truffle beer is our new nemesis. We're going to destroy them.
Much like I tried to start an online Twitter beef with Black Moth Vodka, but they weren't biting.
Dicks. Did you tweet at them?
Yeah, a bunch of times, and so did like other people.
Good. Let them know that we're coming for them. We're going to take all their truffles. We should break into their goddamn... I'm sure they just use truffle oil anyway, pussies.
Well, I mean, it's vodka. I'm sure they're not going too high-end on it.
I know it's not even Thanksgiving yet, but you know what's coming, right, bro? SantaCon. You got your Santa Claus outfit?
No, I don't. I don't own a Santa Claus outfit.
Why not?
Because I would never go to SantaCon.
Now, see, if Mark Zito was here, I'm sure he'd have a Santa Claus outfit. I'd be able to bro down with him.
I feel like he's a SantaCon guy, right? He's gone to SantaCon.
I feel like he must have.
Like, he definitely has date-raped a woman listening to John Mayer, right?
Possibly. I guess we'll never know. He said he went to the bathroom, but he never came back, so I guess
he's probably date-raping Bronx Johnny right now.
Stealing your stereo from out
front. Oh, Jesus.
I know how proud you are of that giant stereo system you got.
I know. I was going to be Radio Raheem for Halloween next year.
Damn it. Bullshit.
I wonder if they're going to hand out the anti-rape pamphlets again this year for SantaCon like they did last year.
Did they really do that?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That makes me sad.
Yeah, the NYPD stood outside Grand Central Station handing out pamphlets about taking liberties with women during SantaCon.
Is it really that much of a boost in rape during SantaCon?
Probably not. But there's just drunk people like acting like assholes and drunk girls who are probably feeling taken advantage of the next day. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah. Wait, I mean, no, it's awful. Terrible.
What was the website that you had?
Oh, CluelessYoungSluts.com. I no longer own it.
That sucks. I mean, that's just terrible.
I know.
You should have definitely kept that.
I'm a loser. I'm just a stupid loser. I'll tell you what I rewatched recently was after I watched the MakerBot documentary, I just rewatched Paid in Full.
You're just on a real Cameron tip lately.
I really am. It's the Black Goodfellas, right?
Right. I mean, there's nobody that's going to dispute that. We've talked about it on this podcast many times.
I know. I just want to make sure people know how good Paid in Full is. Poor Lulu, huh? Got his goddamn throat slit or shot in the head. I'm not sure. Wasn't really explained in the movie very well. I do know he was moving that hot fire coke, though.
Of course. So, all right. You want to try to sell pizza in Australia?
Dude, we can't even throw a fucking dollar pizza party
in
New York.
But I'm saying, yo, it's an app, though. We can just download an app.
All right, what are you talking about?
Domino's has an app, right?
Yeah.
Where you can design a pizza, and they'll sell it in Australia, and you get royalties. Some woman recently made over $4,000. Yeah, anybody could do it. You got to download Domino's Pizza Mogul.
I could do this from America.
Yeah. It says you just can't buy any of these pizzas in America. I guess they're just testing it out.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Look, here's the website.
Hold on.
You got leaderboards. You can see
who's
winning.
Leading?
Pizza Glutton.
What's Pizza Glutton?
It's a dude who's, it's a loaded barbecue chicken Tropicana pizza.
Sounds disgusting.
Let's see what it is.
What's the name of the app? I'm looking it up right now. Is it for Amazon?
I'm on pizzamogul.com. It's supposed to be Domino's Pizza Mogul is the app. But I guess maybe you could just do it online. The article I saw about it said it was an app. But you could just do it right here. What's on here? The winning pizza is bacon, barbecue sauce, seasoned chicken, mozzarella, classic crust, smoked ham, barbecue sauce swirl. Why is there two different barbecue sauce things? Pepperoni and pineapple. That is a hefty pizza.
That sounds awful.
Doesn't sound that good. Yeah.
Look, why don't we just create the baller pizza? We call it the baller pizza. Everyone will get that. If people say baller in Australia, we've got to figure out what Australian slang is, fucking write it up. It doesn't matter what's on there. Just start selling it to these crazy drunks.
That's true.
Look, put some bacon, put some fucking pepperoni, some cheese, some sauce, baller pizza.
This is
done.
This is the one I heard of, I had read about before that was previously winning that the woman earned $4,000 with.
All right.
It's a garlic prawn deluxe. It's bacon, hot pepper, mozzarella cheese, creme fraiche, garlic sauce, oregano, shrimp, and tomato.
Now, see, that seems much more baller than what I was thinking. Creme fraiche is pretty baller. Well, do they have any sort of truffle for it? Is there any sort of truffle pizza?
Let's see.
I've had truffle pizza before. It's fantastic.
Let's see what their toppings are here. I don't think they have truffle, dude. Sorry.
Is Purple Drank on there?
Purple Drank should be on there, but no.
What was that drink? Was it literally called Purple Drank where it made you slow your roll?
No, it was called Drank.
Oh, it was called Drank, yeah. Was it WWE make it or something?
No. Bradshaw from the Acolytes, he was a large investor in Drank, the world's first anti-energy drink.
Jesus, that's a great idea.
I don't think it did very well, but there were ripoffs of it. There was one called Slow Cow. It's just instead of putting taurine in a fucking sweet beverage, they put melatonin.
So it like makes you go to sleep, right? I remember I drank one and it somewhat slowed my roll, but I couldn't really tell.
I mean, melatonin has put me out before. Like if you take a bunch of it, can't sleep.
I'm all about serotonin, not melatonin.
I don't think you can just pop a serotonin pill though.
It's called ecstasy.
Yeah, okay.
It's called eating Molly. Okay? Get it right.
So I'm sorry. So are we going to make some pizzas? Put some Molly on them?
Yeah. We're going to, you know what they call Molly in Australia?
Mm.
Mudma. They like just pronounce MDMA as a word. They say mudma. Like you got any mudma?
You know
what the hell are you talking about?
You know what they call gingers?
What?
Fots.
What's a, why do they call them fots?
Fucking orange thing.
Jesus. It's great.
So yeah, we'll get on this pizza making tip. Should just do, I don't think you can do like mashup foods. You know what I mean? Like, you can just do like a New York style mashup pizza. Just put ramen on a fucking pizza, make the crust out of ramen.
Okay.
Like, but I don't think Pizza Hut's going to let you, or Domino's going to let you do that. I think you can only, use their, it's kind of weird that in Australia that they just put shrimp on pizza. Like at Domino's of all places.
Yeah.
But
I don't know, man. We have to really think this out to try to get this pizza game up if we're going to make any money.
It's true.
Because that's what I'm all about, my cash. My sweet, sweet dollar bill, y'all.
All right, I'm going to make
my dead presidents.
I'm going to make a high society pizza tonight, and we'll talk about it next week, see if it made any money.
Okay. But no, you can't call it high society pizza because no one's going to, well, unless you make it like really classy.
Yeah, I'll make it classy. Don't worry.
All right, good. Creme fraiche on
just,
that?
No, I'll call it baller status pizza. Whatever. It'll just be like bacon and fucking grease. Be good. Be a dollar a slice.
All right. Things are starting to work out for us, I think. I think we'll, once this thing blows up in Australia, we'll go down there and we'll have like a pizza tour. Like, oh my God, those are the guys that made that pizza. Oh, we love them. Oh.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Hey, we love you. I don't know why we sound like this. We're in Australia. Like, we're in the land down under, you fucking creeps.
We do have a few people that listen to us in Australia.
You go That's straight to cool. hell, you Australian scumbags.
Why would we say
that? As I'm throwing pizza at them. Yeah, you like that, don't you? I hate all of you. Give me your money. I'm so drunk. Why is everything so expensive here? It doesn't matter. I just have all this pizza money. Who cares? Cut a head off a koala. Well, as I'm screaming this, I picture us on like a, not like a float, but in a motorcade, like JFK. So we're like in a convertible with the top down, and we're driving slowly through the streets as people are just losing their shit. Like,
please give us pizza. We love it. Like, yeah, you want a piece of pizza, you stupid bitch? Here, eat this. And I take out a fucking handgun and just shoot someone in the fucking head. And then they're like, oh, why? He's got a gun.
I think they have.
How do you get that into Australia? Like, shut up. I'm the pizza king of this whole fucking continent.
Are you done?
I'm just saying that's what I think is going to happen in my head. You think that's possible?
I mean, no. I find it hard to believe that somebody's going to get that hyped.
I call this call 45 fucking special.
And then I take out the fucking gun and just shoot people in the fucking head.
So you just want to shoot a bunch of Australians because they charge too much for beer.
What? I'm not even drunk yet. I'm doing this sober, you pussies. Kiss my ass. You think you're tough?
Like, I mean, seriously, go nuts on this pizza tour. I don't know, man. Things got really weird without Johnny here. There was some other guy named Mark here for like the first 20 minutes.
Who the fuck was that guy?
I don't know.
He's very twinkish.
I don't know how he got into your apartment.
Yeah, it's pretty odd.
I mean, into the High Society Radio Studios in Brooklyn. I don't even know what the hell I was talking about. Why would I want to kill a bunch of Australian people? There's no way we're going to make any money off this pizza thing. This is a joke.
Somebody made $4,000.
All right. They'll get us one one-way ticket to Australia.
That's true. Probably not even.
And then you're going to have to like send me a gun in the mail. I don't know where you're going to send it to because I don't know if I'll be able to stay in the wall.
No, let's just get a 3D printer and print a gun.
Jesus Christ, you're making a lot of sense.
Yeah, it all comes full circle.
I'll have to get some bullets, though. I don't know where I'll get those.
Oh, yeah, you can't 3D print bullets, right?
No. It sucks.
Fucking Australia. It's fucking bullshit. You hate 3D printing now?
I hate 3D printing now. I'll tell you what, I hate MakerBot. Those guys are a bunch of pussies, a bunch of sellouts. Watch Printing the Legend on Netflix. It's awesome.
Yeah, they actually they signed a deal. Like that's one thing that guy was really good at, though. He is MakerBot is the company. That's what people think of when they think of 3D printing now, to the point where like Martha Stewart has a deal with them.
Does she?
Yeah, like a pretty massive one.
Like, here's some dildos I made with my MakerBot.
I don't think that's what she's doing. I think it's like teacups.
Well,
and
she
shit.
Isn't. She's screwed up because that's the only thing she's making with 3D printers. Chess pieces and dildos, or chess dildos.
Yeah, why is it they're always showing chess pieces whenever they're trying to show off what 3D printers
are doing?
Because
that's like classy. It's like classy to have like a fancy chess piece.
Is it?
But you know what, dude? I'm all about Form One. Is that what they're called? I can't remember the name of this place.
Their name is Form Labs. Their product is a Form One 3D printer.
Form Labs. Because you know why? It's run by a bunch of weird Russian guys. And the main dude's probably autistic. Did you pick that up?
Yeah. He's a weird dude. But what they did was they...
But those guys were like kind of dicks. And they were just weird Russian guys from MIT. I like those guys a lot. I'm like, yo, I'm in Form Labs corner right now, bro. I was doing bro with the television.
That's just
it's like, thank God I have this streaming. Now I don't have to pay for shit ever again. Cut the cord, motherfucker.
And then we're in a goddamn convertible and we're driving around. People are like, oh, why can't we get Netflix?
I'm like, you can without this fucking gun.
And then I just start shooting people in the fucking head.
That's exactly the same as Netflix. Just a bullet to the fucking head.
Like, let me get your password. I want to stream this documentary too. And I'm like, you can stream my cock in your face.
And then I just shoot my own dick off. And then I'm like,
it doesn't matter. I'm going to 3D print a new one, you cunts.
How was your piss, Mark Zito?
I was so full of piss and shit. Where were we? .NYC. Okay.
No, now we're talking about me shooting my own dick off.
Wait, what? That would be awful.
No, you 3D print himself a new
one. You left.
How did we go? How did we get there? I'm going to have to listen.
Oh, there's a good documentary on Netflix. You know about 3D printing? You know what 3D printing is?
Yeah. You can like make guns and shit.
See, he knows. You can... all right, so it's called Printing the Legend. It's on Netflix. Watch it. It's great.
Can you print a 3D printer with a 3D printer?
That's the fucking next move we're going to make, dude.
A 3D printer that prints 3D printers is just robot god.
Yes.
It's robot. It's plastic robot god. Okay. Oh, my God. I can't believe... What are you pissing blood? What's wrong?
There was just so much piss that had to come out.
Weird.
I drank a lot today.
Bet you did.
Yeah.
Had a couple cocktails.
I'm all fucked up.
That's right. You missed our fucking plan to go to Australia. We're going to sell pizzas down there.
Oh, what type of pizza?
We haven't figured it out yet, but we're gonna
clearly
drive around.
Truffle pizza for you, gentlemen.
Well, there's an app. We said that, but there's a website for Domino's. So you can make your own pizza and sell it.
We're gonna get so popular from this pizza. We're gonna go down there, and we're gonna just be like, I told Chris this, right? I'm repeating this. This is for you now. We're gonna be in a fucking convertible like JFK, and people will just be like, "I can't believe I need a piece of your pizza."
So,
and then I'm just fucking showing pizza.
Is this
sort
of like back in the day when Stern wouldn't go to markets until he'd conquered them? Like, you will not go to Australia until
we're gonna let the pizza infiltrate the market first.
Okay. Have you seen the new Domino's app in America, where apparently it's like Siri for the pizza app?
Yeah, I saw that.
Why would you ever use that?
I don't know.
That's like, they're okay, because the whole thing was use the app so you don't have to talk on the phone to someone. It's less annoying. Now they're like, talk to the app, so they've just brought it back.
I like that commercial,
though,
because it's like some stupid guy thinking that Siri just makes pizzas for him.
But you don't have to talk to a person. You just talk to your...
That would be my fucking dream.
This is over. You missed the fucking whole show.
I came all the way out here!
Dude, well, I didn't tell you to hold
that
piss in.
I mean, you were like shitting out of your cock or something.
Oh,
what took
my God,
you so long?
It was like it was just taking so much longer than a buck because the hole's smaller.
You know what you need to do? Get your prostate checked.
Oh,
I think.
Okay.
I can't wait for Bronx Giant to come back because he holds his piss in until the show's over.
Oh, he just sometimes if he really has to go, he just pisses himself
wait,
right here.
Can I come back again sometime? Like I came all the way here.
No, man, you're gonna have to stay out here until we cut the next one. That's
what?
The thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't even know you're doing it at the Brooklyn
Safehouse.
Just
start bagging that stuff up.
Okay.
And get that we're going to be watching you weighing that shit out, too.
Yeah, you got to take your clothes off, too, because we don't trust motherfuckers around here.
No.
Oh, God.
Mantle's in the right above you. Get to cooking. Did you ever watch Breaking Bad?
Yeah, I watched the first three seasons, and then I kind of gave up.
How do you give up after the first three seasons?
You didn't miss that much. Did you watch Breaking Bad?
Yeah, I did.
How many fucking montages do they have of them cooking meth?
Yeah, but
it was like four a season.
Yeah, but those were always great. Especially when they waited for it to use Crystal Blue Persuasion until like, I don't know, the second less. It was like amazing. How do you wait that long on that?
Well, if you made a supercut of all the montages of them making crystal meth, it'd be as long as an entire season of
Breaking
Bad.
Imagine if you could put that on top of a pizza.
Oh, meth? My God. What was it called? We call it the Heisenberg, right? Everyone loves Breaking Bad. And in Australia, they haven't even seen it yet.
Let's
They're
just
like
book
in the
plane tickets now. That's how confident
I'm
I am.
Thinking this is a good idea.
We plan a lot of trips that we don't go on around here.
No, we're going on this one. When we put it on the corporate
just
card.
Just like we went to Burning Man?
That's going to happen. Burning Man Radio.
We're going to Australia to sell pizzas. We're going to Burning Man to sell poutine, right? That was the idea?
Oh, yeah. I don't think it's going to go over well, though. It's like really like soupy and hot. I don't think anyone wants melted cheese in the desert.
Sand's going to get all in that shit?
Yeah.
You were pretty hyped about it a while ago.
I get hyped about a lot. I got hyped about shooting Australian people in the head and throwing pizza into a crowd.
When I walked in here, it sounded like you were pretty hyped about shooting your own dick off, too.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember how that came up, but that was going to happen.
You shoot your own dick off.
Oh, yeah.
You shove it in someone's face.
Who likes this poutine? Oh, my God.
That's okay. I'm going to 3D print a new dick. I think that's how it ended. I can't remember. All right, look, that's it for us. It's High Society Radio at HS Radio Show. Patreon.com/High Society Radio. We're on morelikeradio.com. We're on newtownradio.com. We're all over the place. Mark Zito, thanks for stopping in. But thanks for bookending the episode, I guess you'd say.
Fuck,
you know, there's a new Fast and Furious coming out.
Oh. Yo, and the kid from fucking Tokyo Drift, Lucas Black, Sling Blade Kid, he's going to be in it.
Do they ever drive trains in Fast and Furious?
I think at least in one of them.
In the first one, doesn't it end on a train? It's like under
siege.
Everything
ends on a train.
Train talk. Well, a train kind of ends everything.
You know
it
I'm
ends
saying?
Friendships.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I can't believe you did that. Yeah.
Especially.
Weird.
Yeah.
And then we made eye contact.
I'd rather go first.
All right. We should talk about... Yeah, because that kid's going to be... There's three more fucking Fast and Furious coming out.
So they're going to be 10 total?
There's going to be 9. All right, we got to get out of here. Bye.